Parshas Bechukosai, Yedua, the Rechayim HaKadosh has Mem-Beis Pshatim. There's a whole story about it, that he has Mem-Beis Pshatim in the Imbu Bechukosai Filechum. The Maaseh says, one shot, Bechukosai is a lotion of Chakika, Choik. Because, you know, it says in Bechukosai Filechum, which means Amelis Batoira, but the Nekudav Amelis Batoira, Teresh HaBeksav is al Klaf, or Teresh HaBalpeh is Chokuk. It's Chokuk al the etzem, the klal Yisrael, the yid, the loymer haTorah is the klat. It's not ksiva bidyoy, it's chakika. The chukoysay teilechu al yidei that yechoykik it. That's able to be ready a gedder of amelus haTorah. The Gemara says in the Gilad of Gimel that the targum of Nevi'im was al yidei Yonasan ben Uziel mipi Chagi Zechariah Malachi targum shel Nevi'im. And when it was maturgim, it was nesdazeya eretz yisrael dalid meis parsal dalid meis parsal. Gemara Megillah. Tosfos Ritz says over there in Megillah, what was the nesdazeya eretz yisrael? Because if there's targum, there's going to be a chesaron in the amelus. That's what the Tosfos Ritz says. The eretz yisrael was nesdazeya because since there was a targum, it's going to be chesaron in the amelus. But I heard that's the pshat because it says in bechukoyset teleichu, it's mismoyset ishmar vasisamoyset nesadik ishmechem itam. That the Seder of Eretz Yisrael, Venosna, Eretz Yevula, is a Melus Batoira. So if it was Targum Shel Nevi'im, as Tosfos Ritz says, so it's going to be a Chesaron and a Melus. So then, Nemela, there's Eretz Yisrael, it's going to felt in a Melus. So that's the Shaila. Does a Frankel Mefteach Moisif a Melus or Memayit a Melus? In Bechukosai Teilechu, it looks like it's a Tanai. In Bechukosai Teilechu, then Venasat Yishmeichem Beita. You do it that the Sfarim explained that the same way you understand that the Metzias is that if it says Venasat Yishmeichem, so Venosna Haaretz, that's Teva, everybody knows. The rain comes down, so then it sprouts. It's not Schar, Ba'oinish, that's the Metzias. Venasat Yishmeichem, Venosna Haaretz. So to listen, the Tchilas Apostolic is the Zelda Zach. In Bechukosai Teilechu is Venasat Yishmeichem. It's not schar, it's not oynish, it's not mas, it's not pras, it's poshut, azoy is the mitzvahs. Oh, but the Gemara is mevur and kedushin that it's considered a tnai. Gemara and kedushin that's samachalof in the gedorim of tnai kofel. It brings a rai over here. It says in bechukosai teilechu and bechukosai temosu. It handles the gedorim of tnai kofel. On the chayre says that's a chapella because there's a famous klal milsa the lesser b'shlichos, lesser b'tnai. And the Gemara says in time is that beis that geshem. Is less b'shlichus gimel mifteichos shakodesh baruch hu leinosam l'shliach. So geshem is less of b'shlichus. So how could you make a tenai? Is Tosis asked the kasha? Tosis in gittin defayne, and he says, roiv mitzvahs al yidei shliach. Right, b'chukosai teilechu ves mitzvosai tishmoiru. Roiv mitzvahs are shayach al yidei shlichus, which is a pella otzim. Rabbi Kiveger says Hashem yareinei mamash a pella. The rule of Milsa the lesser b'shlichus lesser b'tanai is that you can't make a tanai on a maisa that the maisa is not shayach shlichus. Over here, the tanai is b'chukosai teilechu and it's maisa teshmoiru. But the maisa, the thing you're being masna on, is the geshem, and the geshem is lesser b'shlichus. Ma toyel, ma yoyel. The fact that the mitzvahs are ayah d'shlichus, that's not the nakuda by Milsa the lesser b'shlichus lesser b'tanai. It's a different tosfos stumim ma'oid. V'nasatim geshmeichem v'itam. The Magen Mizrech says, "Menasati Gishmeichem beitam." A person needs gashmius. I mean, we're not a malach. A ben Adam needs gashmius to be able to toil and do what he needs to do for the Avodas Hashem. Oh, but it's not the whole time gashmius. It's menasati Gishmeichem beitam in the right time when you need it for the gashmius. You need it for the gashmius. Someone that's already oile to the tzion and miron, he should go for an hour or two and toil waste the guns until and the kugel and all the extra things. The Gishmeichem could be beitam. Nisht Tvardem, you know, that's not why you travel there, right? Put it into proportion. Venasati Gishmeichem beitam. This forum talk a lot about this idea that Venasati Gishmeichem beitam, that a person needs the Gashmis, but not, to realize that it's just the Hechatimsa. It's just the Hechatimsa, the Gashmis. The Iker Steigen is on the Gashmis, right? Chesuri Mechsera. We had in the Gemara, Chesuri Mechsera v'hokhi katani. If you're Chesuri Mechsera, you're a little Mechaser in the Gashmi spot, then it's easier. Then it's Hokhi Katani. Then we'll come and steig in the learning. There's a story, a Bacher came to Kamenitz, to Rabbi Ber, and in those days there was no second shift in the dining, there was no first shift either. There's no garden. So Rabbi Ber said, he says, Yom Rishon, you'll eat by this mishpacha. Yom Shlishi, by this mishpacha. Yom Chamisha, by this mishpacha. The Bacha asked him, what about Monday and Wednesday? He says, yeah, the talk, it's becoming that's Essen, yeah, the talk. I'm giving you a few days tag. I once said a taich in a story, there's a meiser, a bochber, Taka, the bochram in common, it was mamish, the shver amatzev, the gashmis, and they came into a bochber, into a Reuven, his son-in-law, and they said, the matzev is ink, he used to give us bread with butter, now there's not even butter. So we're making a machal, or upon him, maybe not a machal, but should a taitzah, yeah? We're learning Gemara Rashi. Tois is up in the lemon. If I tois for stuff, then put there. There's a limit in it. As the bread you put there, we'll learn Tois. It's the viola. You're giving only bread without butter. Gemara Rashi. So Rav Bochber looked at Rav Ruven and he said, the Bochum Zenengerecht. And this was the reason why he decided to travel to America, to the Makabitz Nedovis, to make a matching azat, to work out for the yeshiva. For the yeshiva. So, may oidi, I never understood the Maisa. Rashi is easier to learn than Tois. It's a clinic. They said that without butter, they can only learn the Rashis. They can't learn the Tosfos. Rashi is easier than Tosfos. It's shorter, less words. Rashi is easier than Tosfos. It's a shver maisa. I once wanted to say a pshat. It's al derech drush. The kash is better, Robert, but derech drush. The Gemara says in Baba Kama the Chayin Aleph that there's a sugi of chamisha, the art of the chamisha by Gnevis Shoyer. The Vesei and the pasuk has the Gemara has a sugi over there. Chamisha v'loy chetzi chamish or no? Even by let's say by shutfim. The Yadarsh and Chamisha Boker, Baloi Chamisha Chetzi Boker. So there's a Shach Batar in the Gemara, and one of the Rambam says, Be'erif he said no, but then with Safra, he said, yeah, Chamisha Boker, Bafilu Chamisha Chetzi Boker. V'haydala, Amalach Bo'orta, why only now in the morning did I chap? And why last night didn't I chap? The Le'achli Bisra the Tura. So as I say in the Gemara, Baba Kama, says, the reason I only chap the next morning is because Le'achalti Bisra the Tura. There's a Machalik is Rashi Toisvis, what the Gemara means. Rashi says, Le'achalti Bisra the Tura, it means lo iyanti b'taymi shel dofer. It means I didn't horror them. Toisvis says kipshuta. I was fasting. I didn't have food. So there's a toisvis goes with the guy and without there it's meat, not butter, but with on the s and is kamenish. So for toisvis, the afman married that epshut, but there of Jewish epshut that's pshat on the ma'isa. Not poshut pshat. Benasati gishmechem beitom. The Sfasem says a murder dekatayish. You know what it means benasati gishmechem beitom. That's what he means. Schar mitzvah hayal malekah, which is you do what the Rambam already explains that the schar hayal is pushed as dimensional canon ton is avodas Hashem. But the Sfasema says the type. He says the emes we know api kabbalah before chet adam arishon. The Zohar explains that the shefa comes from Shemayim, and I'm not going into all these inyanim, but there's all kinds of zachen. No, before that, the process of how the shefa comes to olam hazeh, it goes through a lot of. Ruchnius dike bureaucracy. Tzinoyus. It's what? Filters also. It goes through a lot of different things. But the pshadi is that the etzem otem rishon kaidem achet tamitz ketampu. It was gleich ready. Why? Because the shefa came direct. It didn't go through all the process. In bechukayse teleichu the richtige amal b'tayra v'nasati kishmechem beitam zok tes vasemes. You're going to get the shefa gleich. You don't have to go through the whole. You have the VIP platinum ticket. You don't have to go. You know, gleich herein. What? There is a zabbin of Eretz Yisrael also, but I'm talking about more than that. Eretz Yisrael Avada has a mila. Eretz Yisrael has a mila. Maybe it needs less filters. There's other things that have a mila, right? But whatever the kudah of the spitz omul batoyra that has the spitz metzias of ke'en the me'en the bechin of adam shgad mechet. So it's going to start to speak and be eat them. It comes right away. It's instant. It doesn't have to go through the whole bureaucratic process. The etzem first thing is he brings the zoyar that the shefa goes through a process, and he says that's what it means. The nesati gishmechem beitam. The pasuk says vaytinish vati chaya rom in haores. The meshachokma brings the Torah's kainim of an art. Rabbi Yehuda says, what does it mean vishvati? Rabbi Yehuda says it means that he's going to remove them from the world. They won't be vild chayes. Rav Shimon says no. Mashbiso means that they're not going to be mazik. They're still going to be the lion and the tiger and this, but they won't attack. They won't be dangerous. So there's a tithe that this is l'shitosai. This is l'shitosai. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai goes, not exactly with the mitzvahs of Teva. The animals could still be here, and they won't be mazik. The other sheep doesn't know. You have to really get rid of them, otherwise it's not going to happen. They still sue that it's the same thing. They have a machloikis tashbisu. There's a pasuk by Chometz. Tashbisu, se'or mi b'teichem. What does it mean to be mashbis to Chometz? Mevatel the chometz. What does it mean? Bittel. We talked about bittel by sukkah, bittel by pesach. What's bittel? So the pshat says, hey, if hishbati means that the animal still just doesn't bite, that's like bittul, you know, the chametz is on the shelf, but it's kind of for the aretz. And the other shita says, no, the hishbati has to mean really physically, has to be removed. Rabbi Yehuda, the shita says, if the chametz is misripe, it's got to be physically removed. Farshteitzich, with all the longest, if it's still there, then this shema yavi la'ochloi, you could also, efshazog apasashprach, from shema yavi la'ochloi, on the doiv of the ha'ari, but it's a similar idea. Venosati sholim ba'aretz. Venosati sholim ba'aretz says the Chassam Sofer, because the Emes the Gemara says in Brachos Daf Chof, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Umay says, why are you noisei ponim, right? Yisro Hashem ponav elecha. Why are you noisei ponim to the Klal Yisroel? So he says, what do you mean? Because I was mechayiv them to eat and make Berachas Avozin only when it's Dalchalta v'savota v'racht, only when it's Kedei Sviya. V'hei machmirim al atzim al kezai sat kebeit, so they machli even unless. So how could I not be noisei ponim to them? So that's the pshat, says the Chassam Sofer, right? Yisro Hashem ponav elecha v'yosim l'chosh sholim. What's the grace of bracha Hashem gives us because of this nesias ponim, because we're machmar on the kezayis? Sholim. Or be gevald, if it's v'chaltem lachmechem l'soiva, it's a bracha v'me'ayim. You eat kimo, you eat even less than a kezayis, and you're soveya. So hagi ma'atzmacha, that means, it's a chiddush, but yesh lovin in the poiskim taka, or you mechoi v'birchus amazon, by less than a kezayis. But if it was kedei sviya, you might have the deraisa tikim l'chai. But the rabbonim, there's a shei kezayis, but there's the din kedei sviya. But even let's say it was a kezayis. Or be l'chor, the whole thing is ponimus, because kalai yishol is machmir, to make the birchus amazon, even if it's less than kedei sviya. But if there's a bracha v'chaltem lachem lachem l'soiva, so there's no sivah for them to see his ponim. So Rachman al Tzlan, maybe they won't be sholim. Zok the pasuk, zok the chassam sofer. No, v'nasati sholim. Sholim vestu oichet bakumin. Hello? Yeah, sholim vestu oichet bakumin. You don't have to be worried about Yisra Hashem ponim v'lecha, that the sivah for the sholim is only the nesias ponim. V'nasati sholim v'oretz u'shechavten v'in macharid. I saw an interesting pshat. A lot of times you have it over through history. I saw this in a sefer that it's before that there was a specific kuach between sons and sadigurah. But the whole dor v'dor, oyin demaleinu lechalisenu, this machloikis. But amol, when you have machloikis and machloikis l'shem shemayim, people are quoting the free of the kador. It's a lot easier to wake up the people from the kvar, right? So v'nasati sholim ba'aretz u'shechaftem ve'ein machrid. You don't have to bring the gedolei dor hakoydim and say eret al nazoi erbol kizok tazoi. If it's going to be sholim ba'aretz who shchaften the ein macharid that zayin as the daf neshtavin it won't be a problem. State the hemshich. Move along. Right, I ripped the teichi. He's supposed to land it quickly. The Bir Halacha brings, he says, you can give it to the Balkari and land it very quickly, but it's still there. Don't ignore it. Just people think can ignore it. State the Hemshich, the Zochati, Esbisi Yankiv, Esbisi Yitzchok, Esbisi Avram, Ezgor, Varetz Ezgor. Everyone tells Rashi, well, what's the pshat going in the wrong order? You're starting, right? Loma Nimdua Chayranis. Why? We should start with Avram. Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. What are we saying? Yaakov Yitzchak Avram. Rabbi is Dubar and there, but I saw a very interesting pshat. Tom Kanievsky brings in Time of the Crow. He says, because when you remember something, when you remember, you're remembering what a mole happened. So as your memory is searching back into time, you remember back first a more recent episode, then further back. I've used this yisoid to answer many akasha, amongst them the Gilyan Ashas in Nozer Dafir Aleph, Ayin Shom, that has a stira from a Gemara late in Masechet Nedarim, in the Ayins. And the Velt asked that he should have already asked it from the Dorm Dach Hezbov. And there's all kind of tires why he didn't ask it from there. But the Pshat is Fakert. Nozir Dafir Aleph is closer to the end of Masechet Nedarim, not to the beginning of Masechet Nedarim. The Prater Rabbi Kveger wrote to Gilyan Ashas, not in his one blot in 50 days Seder, but rather his 50 blot in one day Seder. So Nozir Aleph is Mamish. The Chohena Rabbis, there was the. But I'll tell you a very interesting Maisa that I say over. They say over from Reb Meir Shapiro in Lublin, when he made his yeshiva Yachel, yeshiva's Chacham in Lublin, he went to the Beis HaKvaros in Lublin. Maybe with 10 people, I don't know, but they went to the Beis HaKvaros, but he had a nidin because in the Beis HaKvaros in Lublin was buried the Mokum Kvura of the Maram, the Hilig Maram, 400-500 years before ago. But also was the Choyze in Lublin, when Reb Meir Shapiro's time, was someone had been Nifter, 80 years ago, 100 years before, Baruch. And he wasn't sure which one to go first. And one of the Maram called him to
early Achrei, not someone mamish came out from the free, the Gedor. On the other hand, he said, maybe Zikaron, you know, you go in this order. And he was Mesupik, and then he finally said, yeah, we're going to go to the Choyza first. We're going to go to both, the Choyza first. And Taka, because it is Pasik, Vezachati, it's Brisa Yankiv, then Yitzchak, then Avram. When he got to the Kever of the Choyza, he suddenly was mamish, they're shrugging. He realized the Maram, a few feet away, is the Maram. The Maram is going after the Maram first. He was very, very fratomot, and he looked at the Tzion on the Kever. The Choyza's name was Yaakov Yitzchok Ben Avram. So the name of the Choyza was Yaakov Yitzchok Ben Avram. It was Nocha Daitoy that he made the right decision. Mamash, at the end of the Parsha, you have here Erechin and Tmura and Maisa Behema, that's all the sugyas. At the end of the Parsha it says, V'chol Maser Bakar Batsoyin Kol Asher Yavar Tas HaShovet V'asiri Yi HaKoydesh L'Hashem. There's a famous word from Rav Shamshon Mostopolye. He says, V'chol Maser is Rosh HaTevis. V'yeidu kulam, v'chol, v'yeidu kulam lama, meiser, meis akiva, shehoye, roye, bakar v'tzoin, kol asur yavar tachas ha-shovet, all the other asur herugim malchis is connected each shevet, because we know it was a kapora for the mechiras yosef, which is connected to asur ha-shvatim, and each one of the shvatim, one of the asur herugim malchis, each one was taka from that shevet, or kapora corresponds to that shevet, or is a gilgul neshama of that shevet. Over Hasiri, there was only 9 in the Mechira because Yosef was the Nimkar and Reuben wasn't there and Binyamin wasn't there. So, Koyel Asher Yavar Tachas HaShovet. Hasiri, the center is Rabbi Kiva. Who is he? A Koydish Lashem. He's connected to Rabbi Nishleil Malen. Rabbi Kiva was the Ben Gerim. He, as the Asara Ruge Malchus, is connected the Bashefer. That's why Rabbi Kiva Lashit Tosoi was the only one who was able to darshan Es the Rabbis Talmidei Chachomim. It's Hashem Elekechatira, Havai Elekechatira. You can put a human being, a Talmud Chacham, together. Rabbi Kiva Lashitasa, he's connected Hashem. Rabbi Kiva was Yotza Nishmosoi Be'echod. He is Meshach Shaihi to the Rabbi Shalom. It's interesting that I saw brought down that there are other Pshatim in various forum that Rabbi Kiva, in fact, from the Asura Gemalchus, was not connected to Rabbi Shalom. There's a Pshat that he's from Shevet Yosef. Yosef is also Hashem in the Mechira. He's the Tzara Nimkar, and it's Akiva ben Yosef. There's another pshat that tries to shave at Shimon, and there's a correlation between the Esrim Ba'arba Elef Talmidei Rabbi Akiva and the Esrim Ba'arba Elef from Shevet Shimon. That was Tarisha B'Ksav. After the Pagam of the Chet, you needed a tikkun. There was the 24,000 of the Tarisha B'Ksav, Shevet Shimon, and then 24,000 Talmidei Rabbi Akiva is the Tarisha B'Peh, and he's really shy to Shimon. And there's another pshat that's from Yisachar. I saw various interesting pshatim on this Indian, but again, we're saying this pshat from Shem Shem Sirpoy is Yia Kodesh Lashem. It's very interesting, though. I'm trying to mavar the Indian. There's a shaila. How do you spell Akiva? Is it with a hey at the end? It's ayin at the beginning. But at the end, is it a hey or an aleph? The Or Zeruah, it's brought down in this farm. The Or Zeruah had a chaloyim. Or Zeruah Latzadik Uli Yishrei Leiv Simcha is the Soifei Tevis Akiva. That's Akiva with a hey. Or is a rule at Tzadik Mishloach Simcha Zakiva with a hay? It's interesting because Rav Shamshon Ashtropolye, in his Hakdoma by the Erev Pesach, when he's supposed to say a whole lengthy Nichtav, he goes that Akiva is with an Aleph actually, and I found steerus in this. What I saw recently, an interesting, I saw put down in the Sefer that Reuben Shimon Levi with Yisachar Zvulun Don Naftali God Osher is the same gematria as the Aser Horugei Malchus. Rav Shimon, Rav Yishmael, Rav Akiva, Hananiah, Rav Tarfon, Rav Yehuda, Rav Elezer ben Shamua, without the ben Shamua, without the Reb, Rav Yishabe HaSoifer, without the Soifer, Rav Yehuda Nachtam, and Chutzpis HaTorgeman, and it's the exact same gematria. I saw this Sefer from a Gadol Chadash. Ad today, he's worried about working it out. He says Zvulun is with one Vav, and I worked out the Cheshman. It's Akiva with an Aleph. Unless you'll tell me it's Akiva with a Hey, and Yehuda's with an Aleph, even though. There's two Rabbi Yehuda by the Tanoi. Maybe the Tanoi in the Asura Gemalchus Yehuda is with a hay, but maybe the Shevet Yehuda is with an Aleph. That could salvage us the Akiva to work out the Kazezet HaChesvet. I'm in the process of working it out. It's 2,158, but that's that the Asura Gemalchus is the same as Taka the Aseres HaShvatim. But again, we brought down that Rabbi Akiva was connected to the Rabbi Nishlam Hasiri Yi HaKodesh Lashem. It's brought down that the Esrim Ba'ar the Elif Talmidei Rabbi Akiva were nifter all in the days between in the Sefirah Sa'imer and the Pella is, so then what's the grace of godless? Shapasko Milomas, there was no one left
So rabbis do bring that. The Pesach Mishnah talk about it. There's various svarim. The Ramami Panu and others bring that it was Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva was also supposed to be nefter. The Iker Nakudu was that on Lag Va'omer Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva was not nefter. All his talmidim were nefter, and of course it's not just Rabbi Kiva. It's Rabbi Kiva v'shchamish talmidov, who amongst them is Rabbi Shem Bar Yochai. But it's Rabbi Kiva that was nitzel, and that's what we're representing. And there's a lot about Rabbi Kiva also on Lag Va'omer. It's brought down lahalacha in Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah brings marvin by ksas simcha ve'in oimrim by tachnun on Lag Va'omer in Siman Tov Tzadi Gimel. The Magen Avraham Afan Art brings that there was a gadol echad that used to say Nachem every day in Shemoneh Esrei. When he would say every single day, he would say in the Brach of Yerushalayim, he would say Nachem. What we say on Tisha B'Av, he would say it every day. And the Magen Avraham is the Kitzur, but in that Teres Kenim in the New Shulchan Aruch, so it's printed more about Harchava, the story, I heard from reliable sources. It's dropped in Shulchan Aruch, Tavtzadik Gimel. This person was by Miron on Lag Ba'omer, and he said, as every day he did, Nachem in Shemoneh Esrei. And Arizal called over, he said, there's someone here that said Nachem by the Rashbi, he's going to need a Nechama. And right away his Bechor died. That's what's brought down in the Magen Avraham. So I heard once a Taich. What does it mean, such a Maisa? So I'll say interesting Taich. There's a story that from the Priya Oritz, it was in Tveria, and there was a rumor in Tveria that the Mashiach had come. And they say that he opened up his window and he took a sniff of the ear and he said, Nei, Erzda, and he closed the window back. So the Gedaliah Talmidim were handling what's the Pshat, that he had to open the window. So the Pshat is because by Emin Simmer, the Chadrois of Pnima, it was already Reichai Shal Mashiach. Where he was holding, that was there. He had to see where the Oilam Bachutz is holding. By Rav Shimon to say Nachem, that was a Pagam. Dorten is on a... It's an interesting Taich. I want to tell Tzu, just on the end of the Chin of Azazach, that there's a Gemara in Sukkot of Zayin that says that Abai says there are eight Tanan, the whole year is Kva, Rebbe, Rav Shimon, Rav Gamliel, Rav Kiva, Bechulei. Not Rav Kiva, Rav Gamliel, Chayrim, Bechulei. There's eight Tanan, the whole year is Kva. So the Shem Shmuel explains, what does it mean, these eight Tanan, the whole year is Kva? We paskin the year is Arai. We don't paskin like a Shita. Except for sometimes, whatever. That's for the... But the Pshat is of the Shem Yishmuel. These eight Tanoim, they were Yechidim. They were Harbei also Kirav Shimon Ve'Yichoy V'Leil Sabiyodim. They held Diras Kva. Diras Kva represents the higher Darga, the Darga of Shaychas to the Shechina. That's already Me'en the Geula. It's already Me'en the Beis Hamikdash. These Tanoim were holding there. Klal Yisrael doesn't hold that. We paskin Diras Arai. Harbei also Kirav V'Leil also Sabiyodim. But there were the Yechidim that were able to hold. They were able to hold Diras Kva. That's a Sula Bechina that was saying over here on Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon also holds Diras Kva. He holds Arbet Funus. But that's the Bechina. This forum talk about the fact that Lag Ba'omer is Gal Einai Vatnitin Aflois Vateresecha and Eid HaGal Hazeh the meet up with Lavan and Yaakov happened, they Sforim say, on Lag Ba'omer. It represents that final last stand when you meet up with Lavan, whatever that represents, and like now we're in full gear. They say over from the Sarsholmi bells that, you know, the Gemara says, Hidr Mitzvah Ad Shlish, he says, the Rabbi Shalom also keeps the Torah. Hidr Mitzvah Ad Shlish is that if we already did our two Shlish, because going through Sfiyah Shlomi, after going through 32 days, is already two thirds, it's broken into 16, 16, 16, the last day is already different cheshbon, but it's 16, 16, 16. So once you get up to Lamed Gimel, that's already Lev Toiv. And now the last Shlish is already from the Rabbi Shalom. I saw the Chassam Sofer also writes, it's interesting, you break it up into Yoivel, right? Yoivel represents all 50. Yoivel, Yoi is Yud Vav, is 16, and Bel is the 32. There's a different Menhagim in Sefirah Sa'aymer. But we know, explains in some cipher, that there are 16 toys, gematria toys. There are 16. Not toys. He has a different word. But Akapanim, it's breaking up 16, 16, 16. He says there's one shlav connected Torah, one connected Avodah, one connected Gilas Hasadim. In that order, He says there are different Menhagim and Sfiras Ayomer, but everyone holds Avelus in the middle days, from Beis Ir until Yudches. That's the overlap, because that's Keneged Avodah that we don't have. We're in Golos, right? We're in Golos. So the 16 of those middle days are Lekuli Alma, the Avelus. We're in the Shavua of Hoid, according to the Chesbonis, but there's also a fascinating idea. There's a Zohar that brings down that on Pesach Sheni is Yudalad Ir is the beginning of the Shavua of Hoid, and it's first in the Zohar that on Yudalad Ir, which is Pesach Sheni, Yoytze Cruz, a cruz comes down. Whoever wants now is the time. The gate is open for the next 7 days. I heard the pshat is that Pesach Sheni was the Hayu Anoshim to Hayu Tumeyim Lenefesh Adam. And they had it Sa'oka. Lomanigara wasn't just filing a bureaucratic file complaint, let's see. It was a geshrai from the Pnimius. Lomanigara! This powerful Lomanigara that anyone who's Ish Asher Hayat Meyim Lenefesh Adam, now is the time. During this week is when the gate is open. Yeah, but if the gate is open and a guy goes 150 kilometers the other direction, forget about going through the gate, he's going in the wrong direction. Yeah. You have to be holding by the shahr, and the shahr is often. When can a rain game lifnai the lifnim, like that's why it's also a bechina of Yom Kippur, and we should be zoiche. And I want to fear us one other nekuda. I heard a taich that Reb Shimon is l'shitosai. The Gemara says in Shabbos taflamet gimel remezesh bedover taflamet gimel that's what we start on. Another reason why Masechta start on that base, because then it wouldn't have been lamet gimel. Right, but if Masechta Shabbos would have started with daf aleph, it wouldn't have been taflamet gimel. I'm saying it's another reason why we start with daf base. Some among the many truths, and there are 33 other truths. The Gemara says a story that Rav Shimon was mastering and talking with the other people. Says, oh, these Romans, the Shultain, whatever the Shultain is, they're building roads and bridges and trains and all kinds of things. They're doing it themselves. It has nothing to do with Klal Yisrael. And the other one was saying, Lemaisa, but it's Klal Yisrael. And I'll even tell you, the pasuk says, V'nasati Gishmeichem Be'itam. One of the Rishonim say, I think we're going to crash, Kash. The time is Gishmeichem, it's our rain. The rain is not for the ground. The rain is for us. The Verrazano Bridge is for us. It's to get to Lakewood. It's from Brooklyn. It's not. And the bridge that went to Shanghai. The Nosati Geshmeichem beat them. The Gashmis is for us. It's our Geshmeichem. So one of the time they were saying, yes, so the Romans did. Gvaldik, they're building all kinds of. So Rav Shimon, but that's not what the Kavanah was. Garnish. It's Rav Shimon Lashitasi. Rav Shimon was Dobershain in the Skaven. What's the Taich? You did a Pu'ulah. You did a Chilul Shabbos. You did an Aveir. You were Makal Mumin of Bechor. But you didn't have kavana, so it's the pu'ula without the kavana, like Rav Shimon, garnished. Pu'ula without kavana, that's what Rav Shimon Lashitasi was saying. The Romans haven't gemacht, but it's under kavana. It's all one big Lashitasi. Good.